It's 1900 in Hong Kong, 1530 in Tehran, noon here in London, and 7am in New York City. You're listening to Monocle 24, the briefing in association with Rolex. Starts now. Hello and welcome to The Briefing, coming to you live from Studio One here at Midori House in London. I'm Tom Edwards. Coming up on today's programme...
If you cross us, our allies or our partners, if you harm our citizens, if you continue to lie, cheat and deceive, yes, there will indeed be hell to pay.
The United States National Security Advisor talks up the prospects of war with Iran. Will new peacemaking efforts by Germany work? Also ahead, should previous indiscretions by our politicians be held against them if they want to hold the highest office in the land?
I do have a profound sense of regret about it all, and I am very, very aware of the damage that drugs do.
Plus, why Russia's main newspapers have published identical front pages today, and we'll hear why football in the Balkans can't escape the region's fractious politics. All that and more ahead in the next 60 minutes here on The Briefing with me, Tom Edwards. We start with news that Chinese telecoms giant Huawei has signed a deal to develop 5G technology in Russia. The deal was agreed as China's President Xi Jinping began a three-day visit to Russia, with the two countries seemingly growing ever closer. At risk of pushing it slightly.
Consistently mad, perhaps. Yes.
Thanks for your insights, as always. Terry Stiassny and Stephen Diel, our guests today on The Briefing here on Monocle 24.
This September, Monocle 24 and Rolex present The Pioneers, a series devoted to people improving the planet. Today on The Briefing, we are dipping in to hear how Rolex supports those innovators who share the watchmaker's passion for safeguarding the Earth for future generations. One of those is explorer, adventurer, and well-known filmmaker James Cameron. Today, the award-winning director is here to tell us about an extraordinary collaboration with Rolex to break a record, not at the box office, but at the bottom of the ocean, 11 kilometers down, no less, to the world's deepest frontier. James Cameron, welcome to The Pioneers. First up, tell us about the origin story of the Deep Sea Challenge project. How did this all start?
Well, you know, I've been doing quite a fair bit of deep diving with the Russians in the Mir vehicle system, and had been going to Titanic depth, and then when we were out in 2002, to go for it, for real. Once you have a picture of it in your mind, in my case, I think it's a kind of a curse. Once you have this picture, you have to build it to see if it'll work. And it always starts that way, you know.
James Cameron, one of the Rolex pioneers, thank you so much. And you can hear more from James and others just like him when Monocle 24 and Rolex present The Pioneers this coming September.
You're with The Briefing on Monocle 24. Let's continue with the day's top business headlines now. I'm joined on the line by Bloomberg's Ewan Potts. Ewan, thanks for being with us. Good afternoon. Plans for a car mega merger abruptly ended. Tell us what's happened.
Yeah, it would have created the world's third biggest car maker.
To rein in public spending at the moment. Everything looks pretty good here.
Michael Booth, always good to hear from you from Copenhagen. Thanks for joining us on today's programme. You're listening to The Briefing on Monocle 24 in association with Rolex.
This September, Monocle 24 and Rolex present The Pioneers, a series devoted to people improving the planet. At Monocle, we are fascinated by those tackling such urgent challenges in our cities and at the forefront of commerce and entrepreneurship. One such woman is Catalina Borma, Amsterdam's first bicycle mayor. Monocle's Amsterdam correspondent, Venetia Rainey, hopped on her bicycle to meet her.
So, I am cycling down the Bilderdijkstraat in Amsterdam. I'm on my way to meet Catalina Borma. She's the bicycle mayor of Amsterdam. A project set up by an organization...
Having a baby or your seven-year-old does make a difference. When we can change something concerning safety around schools, you know, improve the quality around schools for cyclists, then it becomes better to cycle with the two or three kids next to you. I'd love that.
That was Catalina Borma, Amsterdam's bicycle mayor. And you can hear more from Catalina and others just like her when Monocle 24 and Rolex present The Pioneers this coming September.
You're listening to The Briefing on Monocle 24. Now, the row between Rome and Brussels over Italy's budget seems to be dragging on.